Which one of you want to start? so yeah, maybe Archer.
Stand up.
As you wish.
I was wondering why Joseph asked me to join this, because I'm certainly not a Wikidata power user, which Sherrod has listed as there, nor as much involved as Lydia has been, which is pretty much everything.
But the reason was that that I want some Wikidatans that they are. Some kind of management, but also very users that are sure. There are visible and they have some thoughts about future and so that's fine. You are right, presence.
I'm the ordinary representative here. So I've actually been on Wikidata I think just over 2 years now, I've done a lot of work with, I work for the American Physical Society. I've done a lot of work in things related to, physics on the one hand, but also educational institutions and research institutions and organizations and that side of Wikidata. And I've also, early on, somehow became a property creator and have helped with probably hundreds of properties now. Not thousands yet, but they seem to come along pretty quickly these days. And I've gotten to know the community, and it's been a great experience. This is supposed to be on problems and challenges, this session, and there were three things that I thought maybe I should start off with. I'm sure the others are going to touch on some of these things as well. The first one is, as Lydia talked about, we have a lot more people paying attention to us than we did even when I started 2 years ago. And we have some issues with vandalism and things that we're not catching changes. I haven't done a whole lot myself on that. Lydia mentioned YSM, right? If you go to his user page, which I did earlier, there's a whole lot of links to the recent changes with various options, and there's a ton of different things you can look at. But even looking at that, I clicked on one of them that I was interested in, and I found something that had been changed by a new user who obviously didn't know what they were doing. And there's a lot that we're not catching. So I'm not sure how we could do it, but I think we need to organize our patrolling for vandalism a lot better than we have been. And I know there's some people who do a lot of work on it, but there's a lot of us who could do a little bit to help, and we don't really know how or don't know what to do. So that's number one.
And do you think that the tools that are now available are enough, or you think that it's need for
tools to find? Yeah, so there are some issues, I think, with the tools. Recent changes, has changed. I think it's a little easier, a little better. But one thing that I think would be really helpful is it's not clear. So there is the patrolled versus not patrolled, if somebody's actually marking things as patrolled. But sometimes things get reverted and nobody marks that they patrolled or they've done anything. And so you might go to a change and it's actually been taken care of already and you don't know that somebody's taking care of it. So I think we're missing something in the way of tools to indicate that the problems have actually been fixed already. And also maybe a tool to just show who's doing fixing, who's doing patrolling, because it's hard to tell that anybody's doing it. Apparently some people are, but I don't know of a way to see how that activity is shown, and it could be highlighted a bit better. So anyway, that was problem number one, which we'll probably talk about a bit more. Problem number two, I think, or challenge number two, I think our RFC process is a little broken. And that may be related to what I was thinking of related to problem three, but we'll get to that. We do get a lot of requests for comments. If you look over the 5 years of the project, there's a long list in there. We've been getting fewer lately, I think, just because they tend to be inconclusive. We have trouble, I think, as a community settling on something, and even when we do, it has trouble sticking. I'm not going to give any specific examples here, because I didn't I didn't write any down, but just from general, my reading of RFCs of the past few years, there's been a lot of discussion. There's been a lot of maybe some contention, but certainly different points of view. And I think one of the issues, one of the things that makes it a bit of a challenge is Wikidata is worldwide, and we have a lot of different perspectives. We have a lot of different people involved, a lot of different languages. Not everybody understands English as well as the most active or some of the most active people. And so there can be miscommunication and confusion and misunderstandings that are maybe part of the problem. But anyway, I think I'm not proposing a solution, but I think it's something that we need to think about is how to do the process of setting policy, setting things that have been proposed in requests for comment, and actually getting them done. There have been a few successful in the time I've seen, but most of the ones I've seen have just ended up with a lot of argument and no conclusion.
And you think we can, for example, inspire from the English Wikipedia, or?
because I don't know. Is it done well in any of the Wikipedias right now? Maybe it's the same issue everywhere.
Yeah, because the requests for comments are, I think, very
usually contentious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not so easy. Maybe it's a general problem, but I think it's something that's an issue. Because there are some things that would be better to settle and decide on as a community, and we seem to have trouble doing that. And so that brings me, I guess, to my third issue, which is the Wikidata community is growing, which is great. But we tend to get, I've seen a few people who, I guess, I don't know where they're coming from, new people coming on, who seem very enthusiastic, and then they go off on some tangent and get viewed as disruptive and eventually get blocked, and maybe they could be doing things better. Maybe we could be doing things better to welcome new people and get them more actively involved. I think we do have a lot of, I mean, obviously there's been a lot of growth in active editors, but if we could find a way, I think, as a community, to work a bit better together on welcoming new people and working more coherently as a community together, and that's related to that RFC question. But I think that's one of our challenges. And that's another thing that you mentioned earlier was the challenge of scalability of our community. You know, as we grow, are we working together well? So those are the three that I had that I thought to start with, and maybe I'll turn the time over to.
Okay. I was thinking about how we should change our approach for semi-automatic contributions, because in the last few months we had a very large number of edits, mostly caused by new users who are for the first time using, for example, quick statements, and are editing at a rate of probably 200 edits per minute. And that's not very healthy. And there has been some discussion about if we should enforce the bot policy also for tasks that cover a very large number of items. Because otherwise, things will not go well.
Maybe it's also connected, as the Arthur said, with the patrol, because if you won't have patrol with 100
seconds, it's impossible. I can do patrolling, but there are still some languages I can patrol, so we should have volunteers from every language. And that's still hard. And there was another thing I was thinking of. There has been a decline in the number of administrators and other. The same applies for property creations. We still, and also the request for comments, we need people who can make decisions. And you guess it's the English Wikipedia, but I think I heard they also ask stewards to close discussions there now, because everyone is involved and nobody wants to make a decision. It's.
And mainly when it's a decision like the, I think the date of, or the language of that's affecting like millions of items. Mm-hmm. It's not surprising that people are scaring to decide that, but mm-hmm. it's needed.
Yeah. So that's my thing.
And you think that you have any ideas how to attract new administrators?
It's very hard. Well, the tasks are, it's not like you need to delete a lot anymore, because since we got the merge function, the workload is lower, but there are still a lot of discussions that need to be closed. And yeah, I don't know where to find those people.
All right. I already talked a lot in my talk this morning, so I will keep it short. From my side, I think we should talk about two things. One is, you already touched on that, vandalism. The other day, I was lying in bed in the morning, taking my phone, which I try not to do, but I did, which was a mistake, opened my newsfeed, and was greeted with the article on why saying, Siri is saying Despacitos is the national anthem of Bulgaria. And I was like, oh. And I was reading the article and they were like, yeah, we don't know. It's weird. It's not on Wikipedia, but like, we don't know where it's coming from, but like, Siri is wrong. We will keep you posted. So I go to Wikidata's item for Bulgaria, look at the history, and of course, that's where it's coming from. And that's just one thing, right? And I think we need to start being aware of the impact we have much more and act accordingly. And vandalism fighting is a big part of that. And the second thing is growth. How do we handle the growth in content, the growth in community, and so on? And hearing from you, what kind of support you envision for that, and what you think would be helpful. And I want to mention a third thing, which when we started Wikidata was one of the biggest fears that people had, which was like, oh my God, you're never gonna be able to run a multilingual project that spans cultures, and it's gonna be terrible. And it's not. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. So maybe we can talk about the vandalism, because I think the Bulgaria is the example, and also it's the example of I also look into the history, and it's example of the vandalism that is hard to explore, hard to found, because it's the way that there was some IP address change it, and then it was covered by some normal bot that was adding, and that's the usual way how the wonders are, you know, undetected, and it's causing a problem. So what are your thoughts about the protection of items? Because there are, you know, there is openness that anyone can edit, that we are exploring the tools that people from mobile phones, and I think the Spanish mobile interface also it's affecting, because you can see the significant larger number of vandalism from Spanish, but other way a lot of useful content. So what are your thoughts of protection of items, the current state, or if you can compare it with English Wikipedia or any other Wikipedias?
Well, I think that's a question more for admins, which is goes to Sjoerd's comment about the not having enough.
So your personal view, so it's no problem.
Yeah. but I mean, we have 38 million items in Wikidata, and we can't protect even a large fraction of those. So It's possible we could work on, you know, protecting the major items like the countries or others and have some systematic policy on that kind of thing. You know, the most popular items or the most important items or something, there might be a checklist. Or we have, you know, Wikipedias have the 10,000 most important pages that every Wikipedia should have. Maybe those should all be at least semi-protected. But on the other hand, then we're losing input from people who haven't been there before. So it's, I know the administrators are reluctant to protect things, and I think that's generally a good idea.
Just a quick question related to protection. Would it be an idea to be able to protect just certain statements? So like saying something is in one country, or like the national anthem, like the most visible statements, just to protect those and leave everything else open? Is that a possible solution?
Maybe, but it's also, we do have a filter to check vandalism and stuff, the abuse filter, but it's mostly designed for Wikipedia pages. Well, Wikidata works differently. So it's still hard to make good abuse filters.
Yeah.
And that's still something I want to see, but yeah, I end up protecting some pages semi for like ever, because it just continues.
Yeah.
And then another thing I would like to see is that I can only protect the statements or only protect the descriptions or labels. Like, if there are issues with that, you still have the open mm-hmm. way to edit. Yeah.
So just a question to the room, because we have been thinking about protecting parts of an item, and there have been many requests. And so far, I have pushed that down the road because there's so many things to do. But one of the fears I have is that if we protect certain parts of an item, then people would just go to the next statement and that. So do you think that would still be helpful?
I think it can be useful for, like I said, high visibility statements, especially those used by Siri and whatever Google uses for their info boxes and whatever. So like stuff like that, especially for, you know, high visibility items, it could be useful, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that Google still checks if other databases are giving other information. Well, I think Apple, I tested that, it doesn't cache the things it takes from Wikidata, so if you change it will be changed in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's also something that Apple should be looking at. Yeah.
Oh, hi. Or a comment. It's a very difficult question if you start with talking about vandalism and blocking. I think we should first ask how is this Wikidata used actually, and where does it make a difference? So if there's a small percentage of nonsense in Wikidata, maybe it is not that much of a problem if there are other mechanisms to filter out.
Well, yeah, that's the exposed vandalism. It's also happening in descriptions, because the mobile app and the mobile website shows the Wikidata descriptions. So if it's a page that is a lot of visitors, it will show up in the app as most read and show the description. So it's get exposed, but it's mostly too late then. Then the media will maybe write an article about it, and that will inspire others to vandalism, to do some vandalism as well. So it's tricky.
So a question about kind of not vandalism, but maybe is there such thing as too much data? Basically, I have an item, some items, like, for example, some village in China that has a population statement for each year since the 18th century. And there is pretty much no way to validate it because it's either unsourced or sourced to some huge documents in Chinese that is might be unaccessible or hardly accessible or on paper somewhere in Beijing in Central Library or something like that. So what we do is this.
I think you have a good feel on that, I think. Or opinion.
I have an opinion. The answer to the question if there's too much data always depends on what is someone doing with it, right? And I think right now in the import process, we don't even ask what's your plan for that data? Why should this data be in Wikidata? Why is it, for example, not enough to link to it in some other database? Or why do you need it modeled exactly this way? Because you want to build this application, you want to do this visualization, whatever. And I think this first step of someone at least in three sentences explaining what they intend to do is a good first step to take.
Can I just mention on the population issue, we added a property for a commons file that can contain population data. So people don't have to, it's a tabular population, I think it's called, instead of population.
Yeah, but
the problem is, of course, that makes it less queryable with Sparkle and it's less useful, but it kind of depends on what you want to do with it, as Lydia said. So you could, of course, just link to the population somewhere else, I guess, if you wanted.
I think it's a valid point because this kind of population of each year you can do some very nice automatic graphs of population or tables. For example, on Czech Wikipedia we have imported the data of population of all census. So it's, I think, something like 20 or 30 for all villages. So it's mean for all 8,000 villages, and it allows us, you know, very very basic template that it's getting the data from Wikidata and to get a table. So it's valid and it's useful, but I feel that, you know, every year it's more and it's even very it's uneasy to, you know, load the item. For example, if you will try to load the Berlin item, it's the same because, for example, you have there the majors, all majors in the history, which is good because you can did great queries and everything. But it's not easy.
So I think this goes to also Lydia's comment about Wikidata being a lone tree in the desert. I think what you've done with Federation is cool because that allows you to link to external things, but we're still missing, I think, some good examples and some good standards for how to do that well.
Yeah, because I was thinking about the mayor thing. I don't think we should inverse every possible property. Like the municipality should be connected with the title of the local mayor, and then it should be queryable. Otherwise, some items will be very long. It's easier to manage.
One more question from here.
Yes.
I just like to poke your mind because in the abstract it says multilingualism fact. Or just a dream. If I remember, some time back, I had a case study on Cyprus, I guess, where there were scripts which were not in Wikidata, but in Wikipedia and OpenStreetMap, changing place names based upon the local language, basically. There, and I just wanted to poke your mind about multilingualism and how this could help to, I don't know, stop vandalism or support it even. And just curious about your thoughts about multilingualism in the end.
So supporting many languages and providing information to especially underserved languages is at the core of what we do, right? So providing labels, descriptions, and so on in those languages is very important. And we are definitely not there yet. There's a big gap to fill still. But we're also seeing really great initiatives. So for example, Asaf has been traveling around and training local communities in editing Wikidata, adding local content, adding translations, and there are many such initiatives that I think are really, really helpful in tackling that problem. The other thing that I believe we need is better automated tools to make the enable people to fight, for example, vandalism who do not speak those languages. Right now, when I do that, I copy a description to Google Translate and see if it still makes sense. And sometimes it's like, maybe? Not sure. And then I have to find someone who speaks Farsi, for example, because I can't read it, right? And I think there's still stuff we can do there to make that easier.
Let me just say, I think the multilinguality of Wikidata is amazing, and just one of the things that I think generally works really well. But it's not just a matter of English items that don't have other language labels. I've run across a lot of Chinese, Japanese pages that have no label in any other language, and I go to the Google Translate and translate them myself, and I hope I have a good translation. But yeah, that's you know, that sort of thing is it's across the whole data set.
And when we are talking about multilinguality, what's your opinion about the rules and the help pages on Wikidata? Because still, the English is very, very widely used, very most used. That we have some pages that are translated to multiple languages, but there's problem that people want to improve them, and every single change, then you must translate it to, I don't know, 50 or 40 languages. If I choose the most popular pages, so it's I think it's another problem. I think we somehow the at least the project chat works that there are some multiple I think living communities. So if for example if you speak only Chinese, you can discuss on your Chinese and get some responses, but it's not true for all languages. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I think most problems are connected with the fact that we don't have, well, we do have an active community, but we don't have a very large number of users that want to make decisions. And that's also, I think, the answer to the second question, how do the current Wikidata community issues differ from similar issues in Wikipedias? Well, the English Wikipedia has a lot of administrators, and we are now down at 55, I think. And that's the total number. The total number of active administrators is much lower, I think. So, yeah, it's all the problems, mostly the same for vandalism. It's people. Translations as well. You need people to translate.
And don't you think that it's maybe, you know, connected with the higher usage of Wikidata in local projects? Because I have experience in Czech Wikipedia when we started to use the data from Wikidata in info boxes, the number of people from Czech Wikipedia that started to work in Wikidata was growing. And so it's strange that it can help to have some kind of more vandalism because you have some more people that will.
It's all connected with each other.
Or it's idealistic.
Yeah. If it's get exposed more, so people get interested in the community behind Wikidata, and might want to contribute, because I do think that the general vibe on Wikidata is much more better than Wikipedia's or Commons. This is there. Well, there are some open discussions, but it's more constructive, I think.
Okay, so we can try some questions there. I think the first one we can try. How to do current Wikidata coming to issues differs from similar issues in Wikipedia. So you said that you think that they are similar, or you think there are some big differences?
Like I said, the number of users, mostly if there's discussion, there also a lot of our administrators participate in those discussions, so they can't close it anymore because they have a point of view then.
So you think that is also the problem, that the group of active users, it's overlapping a little bit with the administrators, and there's no one left to close the RFC.
So I've never been a particularly active Wikipedia person, but I did do some editing in English and French and some other languages. For one thing that I think is a big difference is the way we handle notability. And, in a lot of Wikipedias, I think maybe German is pretty bad too on this. things just get deleted summarily because, you know, somebody decides it's not notable, or you know, you post. So like a company that may have, you know, something interesting that they do, but there's not a lot of newspaper reporting on it or something. If you don't have, you know, you don't have enough references in the regular Wikipedia, suddenly it gets deleted and doesn't exist anymore. I think it's good that Wikidata has pretty relaxed notability requirements. So maybe that, you know, maybe that means we don't need quite as many administrators doing deletions and that kind of thing. But that is a difference, and that's one of the.
So you think that Wikidata needs some a little bit another kind of administrators?
Yeah, possibly.
Well, maybe we should switch from administrators to moderators, because it's not like a lot of maintenance work. It's more like making decisions and moderating, because there's not much. Well, we should block people sometimes, but it's still. We need to have a different role.
Hi there. Slightly different question, or remark, but related to quality. I think what we are really missing in many places is documentation that helps users to understand what we mean by certain statements, because statements are very short, very technical, and I think we have far too little documentation to explain what a property is supposed to do, what a class is supposed to do, what the corner cases are. We had a keynote this week from Jamie Taylor from Google at another conference. He was talking about the knowledge graph work they do and the challenges there. And he said that a large part there is to decide on fairly simple questions, which are not so simple when you think about it. For example, class membership. Yeah, he had the example, what is a fire station, right? So it seems trivial, but then there are like mobile things which can extinguish fire and so on. Or identity questions. If a baseball team moves to another town, is it still the same team or is it a new team? We solve such questions too, and on a daily basis, I would say, but we do not document the answers. And it is very hard for the next person coming in to know, is it okay to call this thing a fire station in Wikidata or not? What do they mean by that? And so these guidelines, the knowledge that we build, this process knowledge, is not documented anywhere. There's hardly any place. There's talk pages, but does that really work for this kind of multinational community? It's tricky.
You're also talking about property labels that are not that clear for some.
Absolutely, yes. We see a lot of errors just because of that, yes.
Yeah, because you see people that are... have the property author or property of,
yeah. For example,
owned by.
It seems that in some language the label of instance of suggested that this is the relation between a company and the country it is located in. I don't know why, but this really is occurring a lot. And it seems to be not a vandalism, but some plain misunderstanding, right?
Yeah, I know the problems. I hope that the visible constraints on the items will hopefully improve that. And it's also linked with the abuse filter, of course. So it's getting more exposed in the future, but it's, yeah. Sometimes it's even included in the description of the property. But yeah, I think there was still some discussions about usage instructions. And yeah, it's kind of stale now.
Yes, it is very unclear for a user where to look even. And there was another example was monastery, right? Is a monastery a building? Most likely not, because usually monasteries have a lot of buildings. They are like large areas and they are the organization. Same with embassy. Does an embassy have a height? Or is it, this kind of things. And this has to be clarified. And we have a lot of activity when we discuss the question, but we do not care at all. Once we solve it, we archive it somewhere where it's never going to be found again. And newcomers have no chance to, after a few years, it will be almost impossible for newcomers to contribute without stepping over some rules we have figured out in the meantime. And then they will be frustrated, just like Wikipedia newcomers are now.
I hope that one of the goals for next year is to be more clear about our, what's it called again? I have the word in mind, but how we describe things, like to separate buildings from organizations. But yeah, we need some large discussion for that, and we need someone to execute a lot of tasks, and it takes time, but also someone to get it started.
Yeah, but I think it's also important in connection with the imports, because I can see, you know, the large imports, for example, of the monuments, and when I see that many data about monuments are imported into the item about the institution, not about the building, that's unfortunately a normal situation.
I think compared to last year, we already improved on some areas, but it's still a large scale. If we look at companies, it's so much. We had the same discussion about geographical coordinates on companies and remove those, but it still should be understandable for some people, and that's also a big challenge.
Can't we push good examples? I think Andy, who maybe everyone knows except me, wrote about the English Parliament, a really good description how to structure it, and I found it by mistake. And it was about how Parliament should be structured in UK, people who are member and so on. And it was really good, long description and thoughts of different cases and so on. And then I found it by mistake.
So you know, one of the questions is, where do we put things like that? We do have help pages. And again, I think that leads to my point about RFCs. We seem to have trouble deciding that a help page becomes an official help page or anything official. So some of this stuff is on help, but not all of it is linked from the main help page because it's not really officially approved. and then people get confused because they refer to something, but it's not really policy. So I think we have a number of issues along those lines that we do need to work on, and I think it has improved over the past year with some of the documentation, but there's still some big gaps.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's solvable, because I don't know if people are tend to read the descriptions and help pages. You can write so many documentation or if you want, or create really big buttons, but people just, if they add a statement, they will enter something and press on enter immediately and don't see any property showing up or any description, and you can't force people to read.
If I may comment, yes, I think there needs to be a human layer. Often when you come to the website, the big question is not where can I read about this, but whom could I ask? And it's unclear how to contact the communities, this mythical thing which is worldwide and we all have only very fuzzy ideas about it. So how can we get in touch? And there could be like administrators, a group of people who find, like the people who do this for names, a group of people who find that very important to structure stuff properly mm-hmm. and who can help others just understand how. But yes, I think it needs a human in the loop. You can't automate that. It's not just a technical thing. But without infrastructure, humans don't know where to go.
Yeah, I know, because the project chat is mostly too much for some people. But I think the approach we are now doing for the request for curry page is very good, because people can really find that page and there are enough volunteers to help people with doing their curry. So maybe we should look at that. And I think there was some suggestion to get a tea room to make more people onboarding.
Yeah. So like problem I had with like items about embassies is like how to use the property country. So like I had a question where it was like, should it be like the, like, I don't know, if it's the embassy of Germany in Washington, D.C., should the country be in Germany, or it's located, it's in the U.S., so be like U.S. And I think, like, I asked on project chat, and I think, like, agreement was, like, that it's the country that it represents, I think. And then there's, like, another property for like, where it is or something. And like, I'm still not sure, because like, sometimes like I run like queries or I look for like extract the coordinates and then the name of the country and then find like items that like the locations don't match the boundaries of the country. So it's like, I don't know, it's confusing, but it's like, that was just my experience. And then I always have to ask on project chat, or if like, usually someone does answer there, though, like Sean or someone, but like, yeah, like that was just confusing and still is, I think, confusing.
Yeah, it's hard to document, I think. We also have the same for museums, that some museums move, but we only, for companies, we have the location of headquarters, but yeah, you can use location, but it's not very, it's a complicated thing. Embassy very much, but I don't know really a solution.
Okay, so we may try another question from there, which is, I think, not easy. So should Wikipedia integration work focus on more mid-sized Wikipedias, as there is less community opposition to it? So it clearly points that the, for example, the opposition on English Wikipedia is very strong. So his question said we shall just throw over the board to English Wikipedia and try to help the small languages and just hope that something will change in the future on the English Wikipedia.
Right. So I think we have to understand that this opposition isn't coming out of nowhere, right? There are reasons why people, especially on the big Wikipedias, are not ready to jump in completely into Wikidata. Just to mention a few references for data, the vandalism problems we talked about, and technical hurdles that they still have to solve, and so on. And those are all fair reasons, I think, that we collectively need to work on, not just Wikidata, but Wikimedia as a whole. And on the other side, the big Wikipedias have processes set up. They have for a very long time maintained that data locally. So they have much less to gain from switching to Wikidata and still have to do the work. So I can totally understand that they're not the quickest to adopt what we have, and that's fair. So to answer this question, yes, I think we should focus on the midsize and small Wikipedias, but not necessarily because there's opposition on the big ones, but because that is where we can help the most, and where we have a chance to shine. Yeah. And as time goes by, the big ones.
I have a comment related to that question. Isn't the question kind of unfair because it speaks to a broader issue that should be addressed inside the Wikimedia movement of the issue of the broader goals of the foundation itself, separate from the community, for how it shares information and how much control the local community should have? Because in reality, with Wikipedia, you probably have, what, like 30 or 40 people who participate in these RFCs that make big decisions that impact the Wikimedia Foundation's ability to deliver on their mission. So shouldn't the question not be, should we focus less on integration, but shouldn't it be, at which point should the Wikimedia Foundation step in for their broader goals and override community consensus, which also gets to other related issues beyond just this one. But isn't that more the question than this one, because you can't actually answer that unless you answer the broader question?
Mm-hmm. Fair point. I personally believe that the more you force a community to do something, the less likely it is to do exactly what you're forcing it to do or what you're forcing it to accept. From Wikidata's point of view, I think we should be very careful with forcing Wikidata on a community when they don't want it, simply because that will lead to a lot of anger that isn't necessary if we just give it some time and work.
Okay, there's another question. I think it's... or...
okay. Yeah, Marco from Kona. I'm interested, does Wikidata have an official data semantics that you subscribe to, or is that something you still leave open?
What do you mean by that?
Well, do you subscribe to RDF semantics in terms of a semantic web type of application? Is it more of a data schema on the Wikidata side, on the Wikibase installation?
So Wikibase obviously has its own data model, which is, you know, items and properties and the relations between them. And the various data types that are in there. But it is exported to RDF, and I think it's pretty much completely exported to RDF. I don't think there's any data missing. So it's, in principle, RDF compatible. But I think what you're getting at is, or at least a related question is what is, you know, is there an overall data model or something that describes how we should model all the different kinds of things? And from what I've seen, each sort of community, each area, each type of item in Wikidata is modeled or could be modeled differently. And so there's sort of many different answers, and we don't really have an overall consistent view. So for example, all people are humans, and so they're given as instance of you know, Q5, which is a human, or at least all living people or people who did live. But all organizations are not instance of organization. They're instance of generally some subclass of organization. So the way, you know, the whole modeling differs from area to area within Wikidata, and it's complicated. but maybe it needs to be.
It's complicated. So the thing is, semantics is a very, very wide term. So when you refer to RDF semantics, RDF semantics is defined in terms of entailment. So there's a long document telling you whether you can, from a given RDF graph, conclude another one. We do not have specified such a notion of entailment for Wikidata. If you think about JSON and wonder what it's
semantics. There's a little bit of that, though. We have subclass relationships, we have super properties, we have...
Yes, but this is definitely... if your question is subclasses semantics specified, then the answer is no.
Right.
The idea was to have that at some point, a special subclass which has a specified semantics, but in the end the community was faster and introduced a property which they just called subclass. And the, of course, as it goes with community things, this is not, it's not documented how you should read this. But we can guess that it should be similar to RDFs. This was at least discussed. Now, on the other hand, if you ask for semantics and you think of data models, then you, if you think of something like JSON, the semantics of JSON, what is it? It's not entailment either. But you could say it has a semantics because it's somewhere defined what JavaScript should be doing with a JSON input. So in this case, the semantics is completely operational and it specifies how a certain programming abstraction acts on the data. We could also have done that, but we also haven't done that either. So I think in terms of semantics, the closest we have to something like this is a very clear specification of what our data looks like. So for example, if you look at a time in Wikidata, it's not just a XSD date time object like in XML, it's also not just a date object like in JavaScript, but it is a complicated structure, it has certain aspects to it, and these aspects are very clearly specified. And we say, this is an floating point number, or this is a decimal number with unlimited precision in principle. And so on this level, we have very clear structural specification of what the data is. But then whether you want to compute with it as in JavaScript or reason with it as in RDF, this is left open at the moment, I would say. And if we want to use this format as an exchange format between software, and they should all act the same, like a JavaScript interpreter should always do the same thing, we would need to supply that. But I think actually right now, this is not necessarily the use case we are addressing. So
I think the answer to the question is saying no.
I think the two of you should talk about this because Marcus is the one who has done most of the work on defining Wikidata's RDF and stuff around it. So,
okay, so can I have some last question? Not easy, but just a short. It's about Cebuano Wikipedia. So it's a case of robotic created Wikipedia that is doesn't care so much about duplicates or even to connecting their own articles to the existing items. But on the other hand, we declare that we are open to all Wikipedias. So how do you deal with that?
Okay. So who of you actually knows that Cebuano is the second biggest Wikipedia in terms of articles? Who of you has ever seen Cebuano written or spoken? Okay. So there's a huge disparity between this being the second biggest Wikipedia and the impact it has, I would say. So in that sense, the way Cebuano Wikipedia was started was before Wikidata was there and before some of the work that's being done there could be done in better, more efficient, and more maintainable ways. So if you go to Cebuano Wikipedia today and look at a random article and the wiki text for that article and the edit history for that article, that makes me kind of sad because it is mostly edited by one person. And I just the other day I checked and every random article I looked at was basically edited by one, maybe two people. And that's sad, I think. And today I think we have better solutions for that with the article placeholder. And so today, if such a project was started again, I would definitely recommend not doing that and using the article placeholder instead. But then again, apparently there is at least one person who has made that their life project. cares okay. about it. so. And that's a lot to say.
Okay, I think we are already run of time. So thank you for all panelists and also for audience for our questions.
Thank you very much.